Hachette Audio presents The First Lady, written by James Patterson and Brendan Dubois, read by Carissa Vacker. Chapter 1. 21 minutes before the ambush, Harrison Tucker, former state senator, former Ohio governor, president of the United States, leader of the free world, and a month away from being re-elected in a landslide to a second term, is lying on his stomach on a king-sized bed in an Atlanta hotel room, feet toward the headboard, chin resting on a pillow, watching a retrospective documentary on the TV series House of Cards with the love of his life. A breakfast cart with the remains of two meals has been pushed to one side of the small but adequate room, and he sighs with pleasure as his companion, Tammy Doyle, straddling his back, gives him a thorough and deep post-coital back rub.
"Look," he says, watching the fictional president slither his way across the screen. "Writers have to fictionalize politics and deal-making, like on the West Wing or Madam Secretary. But there's no way Frank Underwood could be elected president in real life. You know why."
Tammy lowers her head, purrs in his ear. Prior to this, they were both clothed, while he was giving a fundraising speech and she was watching from a distant table that had cost her lobbying firm $10,000. But now they were both nude, the room filled with the scent of perspiration, coffee, and sex.